A2. Unit 3. Goal C. Prepare for emergency situations. Track 9. Page 52. Activity A. Listen to a teacher address the class about an earthquake drill. Write one word in each gap.
Hey, class. Next week, the school's going to have an earthquake drill. Does everyone know what to do?
Oh, yeah. I saw an announcement about that. What a waste of time.
Earthquakes can be really terrifying. I've experienced a couple before, and let me tell you, they're no joke. So, Professor, what do we do if one strikes?
Thank you, Robert. It's crucial to be prepared. If you're inside a building, the school protocol is to evacuate in an orderly manner. As you exit, try to stay away from any canopies, windows, bookcases, filing cabinets, and glass that could cause injuries.
But isn't being outside just as dangerous? I've always heard you need to drop and find cover. I saw on social media that we should find shelter under something like a large table or desk.
That may be good advice if you're stuck inside a building and can't make it to an emergency exit. But here, there are many dangers in the classroom as well as large windows. So, it's important to get out as quickly and safely as you can. Remember, there are assembly points marked in open areas away from structures, trees, or power lines. These points are the safest areas to be.
How long should we wait outside before we can go home?
Early dismissal depends on the magnitude of the earthquake, but you mustn't return to the facilities until a professor says it is safe to do so. It's important to remain calm, even if communication is not possible. Check yourself and those around you for injuries. Any questions?